Okay. So how did you first become a believer in Christ?
I think I was very little, and my mom and dad took my sister and I to church. They didn't stay with us. They left us there. Elaine was a year and 2.5 years older than me, and I can remember her saying, "It's time you went down, Judy." And she pushed me out of the aisle and pushed me down out of the pews and pushed me down towards the front. And then it just grew from there. And she told me that I had already accepted Christ. Do the stuff.
Yeah. And how big a role did God play in your life as a new believer during this time? Or right after this time?
Huge. I was real timid. And Elaine would tell me that God would take care of me, and I would be afraid on Jeep trails and stuff of side hills and stuff like that. And my mom would just say, "Well, we'll pray about it." Or she'd say, "God's taking care of Daddy, it's okay."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I found a lot of reassurance for my fears.
Okay, yeah, good.
Who brought the ham over? Was that Lori?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we don't have any ham, right?
He's recording this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, what are some of the greatest miracles you've witnessed?
Oh, well, Sam was the biggest one when he crushed a third of his liver and shattered the rest. And the doctors even proclaimed it a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
They went in and they were scooping out pieces of the liver with their hands because they couldn't even pick up the pieces. It was so small. Mm-hmm. And our doctor came out, and I called him because he was a Christian and he would pray. He went, he came out and he said that Sam's chances were not good. And minutes later, the doctors came out and they said, "He stabilized and he stopped bleeding, so they just packed him and they'd go in the morning." In the morning, they came back and they were elated. They'd scheduled a 4-hour operation. They were back to the room in less than an hour. They said there wasn't dead tissue and it was already starting to heal.
Mm.
Then there's the robbery and there's the horse. There's little things all the time. You just, if you ask for something, you have to watch and you have to see what God does. And you'll see there's little miracles daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so have you ever doubted God?
Yeah. I was convinced that my dad would live when he had cancer. And I wasn't a positive person. I had never ask for big miracles like that. Cancer was huge, and he died. And I figured God had lied to me, because that was not my idea, that he would be healed. It was God's. And for a year, I went without God. And I cried, could not stand it, and I finally resolved that God didn't have to tell me what was happening. He was God. I wasn't. And that I needed him. He might not need me, but I needed him.
Mm.
So after I did that and went on believing, then I had Sam's miracle.
Okay. And how do you think the experience with your dad changed your walk with Christ? Once it was over, did it strengthen it, or was it worse, or what happened?
It strengthened it. I actually realized that God was sovereign. He was in control. I wasn't. I didn't need to be, because his way was secure. Even if I didn't see what he was doing with it, he did good.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what's the greatest gift that God has given you?
Christ.
So salvation? And
salvation, yeah.
I'd have to agree with that. So can you tell me about a time when you knew what God wanted you to do, and you knew that he wanted you to do this certain thing, although it was either a difficult thing or you didn't think it was the right thing, and there was a bit of a conflict there? Can you think of a time?
There's lots of them.
Yeah.
The really hard things in life, forgiving people for things that really hurt me. I know God wants me to forgive, and I can see the advantage of forgiving for me, but I hate to let them off the hook when they've been that bad.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the hard things.
Yeah. I see. So what do you think the single greatest piece of advice is that you could give me in my walk with Christ?
I think you're already doing it. It would be to pray. Read your Bible and pray. I'm thrilled with your walk with God and Christ, because I started late. I wasn't reading my Bible until I got in severe trouble with my kids and stuff. And you do it, and you pray. I prayed when I needed, and learning to pray in adoration, because you love God, because you want him involved in your life, not just because you're in a sticky situation. You're doing it already.
Mm-hmm.
And you're treating people with love. I'm totally impressed by you, and I'm thrilled that you've started so early.
All right. And so what would be your biggest piece of advice for new believers?
Read your Bible. Find people to emulate, to look up to, but don't idolize them.
Mm.
Just look up to them. Watch how they do things. We all hit the same walls. See how they handle it. Sometimes they don't do good, and then you have a negative that you don't want to be there. But find people that look in the Bible. God's got a lot of people that he put in there. All of the people that he put in there have messed up.
Mm.
We're going to mess up. And forgive yourself.
All right. So are you happy with where you are in life with your walk with God now?
I wish I'd started earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I'm learning a lot, and sometimes I ache to teach and tell other people, because some of the things I've gone through have been really hard and really negative, and I've wallowed for a long time in the mud trying to get straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like them to be there before.
Yeah. So, what would be the biggest thing that you would change in your life with your walk with God?
I'd concentrate on doing for others. I've concentrated so much on my family that I wish I'd branched out more, gotten in a Bible study, gotten in a support group for other people, given more to people outside my family besides.
Mm-hmm. But you still do think the family is important. Yeah.
Terrifically important.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've had a lot of tunnel vision.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.